Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. I'm your host, Derek Allen, here with my co-host, Tiffany.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Probably pretty quickly. We have a few of these podcast episodes back-to-back here, and hopefully you enjoyed the last one with Kim Kane with Brimstone Jewelry and her new shop here on Water Street, and getting a chance to go down and meet her and see what she has going on. And so we were grateful again for her and taking the time and getting to hear her a little bit. And we're back again to share an episode with you that we had with another off Water Street group. It's a family affair in Mama's Wranglers and in the Firelight Barn. And so we have an interview here with the Jacksons, Tony Jackson, Graydon Jackson, Tess Jackson, and Skylar Jackson are the Mama's Wranglers. And they are a performing group they have at the Firelight Barn that they own. And we're grateful for them to let us come and get to know them a little bit and hear their story. And we'll share that story with you here in just a minute. But we do have some pretty amazing stuff coming up here in the next little bit. Next, we want to make sure we let you know about. Tiffany, what's going on?
I know I say this every time, every episode, but events on Water Street are the best, and you need to bring your family down to the Water Street Plaza on the weekends. The weather's cooling down, and we have a great list of events coming up. You can always check those out at waterstreetdistrict.com/events. This Friday, we have the Henderson Civic Symphony presenting Black Panther live. So the movie will play on the Jumbotron in the plaza, and the Henderson Civic Symphony will do all the music for the movie, which is always a really great event every year. And then next weekend, we have Henderson Hot Rod Days, October 6th and 7th. And the entire street will be shut down for classic cars, good food, live music. It's going to be a really fun event.
Yeah, that's always a good time on Water Street when you have the car show. But the Black Panther, the symphony is always, those are fun. They've done that. It's like the second or third show they've done.
It is. Yeah, they're always really cool to watch. They were practicing last night doing their dress rehearsals.
Maybe for those who may not know, like Tiffany said, they play the movie, Black Panther movie, if you're familiar with the Marvel Universe, and one of Marvel characters out there. But then the symphony does all the acoustic, you know, the
accompaniment.
The accompaniment. They play all the background music and stuff and all the parts that lead up to the actions and events going on in the movie. So it's pretty cool. It's fun.
Yeah, it's quite the experience.
Yeah. So talking about experiences with Mama's Wranglers and the Firelight Barn, if you haven't seen their building on Boulder Highway, they are there on Boulder Highway just north of Major. It's the big red building. You can't miss it. Looks like a big red barn now. But it's a fun place that they have established their stage and their venue for performing. They are a performing art group. They do all sorts of performances in terms of clogging and yodeling, and they play, you know, guitar and all sorts of instruments. And so it's a lot of fun. They have a really active show, and so we invite you to check them out. You'll hear more about a lot of things that they've done on our interview with them, and places they've been, and some of the fun places that they've played and performed at and seen. And so we're excited to have you guys hear their story. And so let's go ahead and take a minute. Let's go ahead and sit back, relax, and let's hear from Mama's Wranglers. Well, welcome to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson's Redevelopment Agency. I'm Derek. This is Tiffany. We're glad to be here with Mama's Wranglers, with Tony and Tess, Skylar and Graydon.
Jackson.
Hi.
Hello.
The Jackson family, right?
Right, yeah.
Awesome. So if you don't know the Jackson family, then you haven't been on Boulder Highway very recently. They have the Firelight Barn here, just north, I guess, of Major on Boulder Highway. It's the big red building. I know it's been, Tony, it's been your dream for a long time of having a big red building, because I remember sitting with you in the planning department a long time ago and trying to get a building on Water Street that had a big barn on it. And
right, yes.
We tried.
It's been a long time in coming for the whole family. It's been a dream of all of ours. So when we were touring so much, then we just would check out all the other chuck wagon dinner theaters across the whole United States. And we were taking mental notes the whole time, what we liked and what we didn't like and what we could do ourselves and what we could improve on. And so it's been a long time in coming, but here we are.
Here we are.
Yes.
On Boulder Highway.
On Boulder Highway,
yes. Big red building.
Yes.
Awesome. So maybe that's where we should start a little bit, is like, how did you get into this business? How did you get to where you are today? You know, where did it start? And, you know,
so we've been performing together for 22 years as a family. So Skylar was just, she was still in the womb at the time, and we started performing together. And so she was practically born on stage, and the other kids were just so young. And it was just a novelty to see so many little kids performing together with our siblings. And when they started learning to play many instruments and singing in four-part harmony, and then we added the clogging and then the yodeling, and it was just a huge novelty act and variety show. And so, but like I said, it was our dream to not just perform all over, but to have our own little venue that we could perform at. So the traveling really took off in 2010, when it was our goal to perform in all 50 states. And so we started performing months at a time out on the road. And so through the years, we were held at about 49 states until 2020 was finally, we were going to make it to Hawaii. And then, of course, COVID happened. So all of our tours were canceled for that year. And so beginning of this year, we finally made it to Hawaii. So completing all 50 states and performed internationally as well in Canada and Europe. So we've had some great tour things. And now we just want to focus on really building the community. We really believe in the power of music, and that can really help people in of all ages. And so we really want to build the show and build and really give back to the community, family friendly experience, particularly for our locals. Now, when we first opened up, we thought that we were going to get a lot of tourists. And we really don't. A lot of people come to see the Strip. So so we get that. And so we really, really want to build the local following. And we have found that partnering up with different businesses, we can offer things to other businesses, like a venue for people to have corporate events and corporate parties. And especially as we come up on the holiday season here.
Awesome. That's amazing. That's quite the travel schedule you guys have had for a long time to be able to hit all 50 states and countries and stuff. So maybe I'll ask Tess, Skylar, and Graydon, you know, what's it been like growing up on stage in this industry?
Oh, it's been quite the experience. It was really cool. As we talked to our friends back home, and they would be learning about different places and stuff in school, we would actually get to see those places.
Experience it.
It was I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was so cool. But not just that, but also performing all over. We very much enjoy performing for an audience that doesn't know what to expect. We're just some group they've never heard of, and then we come in, we do our show, and they just can't stop smiling. They leave with a smile on their face. We love that. That's one of our favorite things about the whole thing. And that's what we got to do all growing up. So yes, it was a taxing tour schedule that we did. Back in 2014, we did 350 shows out on the road. So it was.
There's barely that many days in the year.
I know it. Yeah. So it was a lot of work, but it was well worth it. Somebody add something.
We'll put you on the spot. So
yeah, I absolutely love. Like Mom said, I was practically born on stage.
I was gonna say.
So it's the only thing I've ever known, but I also wouldn't trade it for anything because I absolutely love the applause and I love being the center of attention.
There the truth comes out.
And I'm really good at it. So
there are gifts in the world.
Yes. But, and of course making people happy, of course.
Yeah.
The traveling sometimes got a little long. Being with like them in the car for hours
with your siblings. Oh, what are you talking about?
Scatter yodeling in a 20-hour car ride.
Oh. And we'd be like practicing songs along the road, like, okay, let's try this. And so it was crazy, but it was still really fun. Him and I had really good driving records, and I think that helps too, is being a really good driver. And we learned to back some really good tight spots. With
let me tell you, there isn't a person I would trust more on the open road than Tess. she could just go hours down the road. Not only that, but she's also one of the most fantastic backers I've ever seen.
She can put that trailer in any tight spot, anywhere.
That is a skill also.
It is, right? They would say,
comes in handy.
Don't let Mama back the trailer because she would be like, all over the place.
Let me back the trailer.
We don't let Scott drive, period.
Yes.
And every family has those too. So.
Right. I'm a great driver. No one trusts me for some reason. I've only backed into two things, Brayden.
It's just kind of scary when you go around a corner and you're on two wheels instead of four.
I learned that from you. Oh.
You put your gifts to use in other places.
Right. We'll let her yodel and get the applause instead.
But we are also having a lot of fun with, we did a whole summer concert series here at the barn where we had guest artists coming in. So we've had everything from local groups like the Randy Anderson Band to Elvis impersonators.
Johnny Cash
impersonator. Okay. All
from Tennessee.
We have a lot of not doo-wop, Motown.
Okay.
We've done a lot of Motown groups and they're all fantastic, and so it's been a lot of fun to not just have country western here at the barn, but a wide variety of all sorts of talent coming into the barn as well.
I don't think I knew that. That is amazing to have that kind of those connections. Like I said, I've got to imagine as you've traveled, the connections and the people and the groups that you've met has been phenomenal, and be able to have those connections and bring them, invite them out here. It's a great little venue you have here. So it would lend itself.
I think too, one of our most popular shows that we do twice a year is Murder Mystery Dinner.
Oh yeah.
And that comes to us off the strip, and they're phenomenal. That it's a whole cast of 8 to 10, and they just, every table becomes an investigative team, and to help solve the murder. And it's just a lot of fun, and a lot of people look forward to those shows that we have every year. And then we also do a couple gospel shows every year for people that like gospel music. Our gospel series is called Sings My Soul. And we do that twice a year on Sunday. And our next one is coming up. I don't know if this will run before that. October 1st is free. Okay. Yeah, it's free. And it's October 1st, and so we're just in rehearsals for that right now as well.
Because one thing we love about, like what Mom was saying, building our community, is we love to make this feel like a second home to other people. And we get that all the time where they're like, you're like our grandchildren, or, you know, you're just like family. And, you know, that's really what we love to do with our Sings My Soul series, is really have that family feeling, and not just our regular shows, but, you know, we want to give back to those people that really feel close to us and we feel close to them.
I could definitely see where your show lends itself to that very nicely, just in the atmosphere and the intimacy of the of your facility here lends to that feeling. And so that's amazing. That's a great thing to strive for and to build that community. And you guys have done an amazing job of it.
I can't tell you how many entertainers have said to us, if you ever sell this building, give it to us. You know, like they even the entertainers, they're like, you just have a special feeling in here of family and wholesomeness, and it's something that you just don't find other places. And so we invite people to come in and experience it themselves.
Yeah, and maybe I'll transition a little bit. It's like, as you've been performing over the number of all these years and building a business, I mean, in essence, this has become a livelihood for you. It's like, what are some of the challenges that you've experienced? And also
COVID.
Yeah, that was a challenge for us all in one way or another. And so, and then maybe also, what are some of the rewards? You've talked a little bit of some of the things you've really have received in terms of, you know, I think feedback and personal satisfaction of what you do. But as a business, what have you guys seen as have worked for you, and maybe what things you would do better in the future?
I think for me, it's a little bit harder. So growing this business, where when we were out on the road, it was just, we just performed. But here you have to wear a lot of different hats. So like, I'm the graphic design artist, as well as like, I wear different hats. I'm working with a lot of the weddings and doing that. So just that on top of the shows and getting all that stuff ready, it's like, it's totally different, but.
And you get them off the floors too.
Yeah, I get them off the floors.
As we came in, you're mopping floors.
Right? Yeah. So that's a little hard, but we're getting used to it.
Definitely, one of the biggest things has just been spreading the word about mm-hmm. the place. A lot of people will come in and they'll be like, "Oh, we've driven past this place for years, and we didn't even realize that you guys were here. And oh, we've been missing out for years." And people just don't mm-hmm. Sometimes hear about it, and then when they finally do come, then they just feel like they've been missing out for years on this.
Where have I been?
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought you were going to share something, Skylar.
She's like grabbing the microphone.
I was going to cut in a little bit early and just say, yeah, and people drive by and like, oh, we thought it was a bar, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, the marketing is definitely always a challenge of trying to get the word out there of you know, who you are and mm-hmm. what you're, what services you're providing. And
I think one of our biggest challenges, of course, is not only getting the word out, but also we're competing with the movies. You know, we're literally competing with Hollywood. We're competing with the Strip. We're competing with the Smith Center. And so we're, like, I have a good friend that just said to me, "We saw Les Mis at the Smith Center for the 100 millionth time, and it was as good as ever." And that's what we want to get to, the point where people just want to come here, even if they've already seen our show, even if they've seen it a million times, they just want to come back. They just want to be here. How many times do we see a good movie? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll watch a particular favorite movie over and over and over again. And yet we still hear sometimes customers saying, "Oh, I saw your show." And number one, they don't realize that we change out our show 4 times a year. Oh. So it's always fresh and new, where some of the shows on the Strip or on Broadway, they'll run them for 10 years mm-hmm. or 3 years, you know, and we don't. We keep putting new shows out there, so it's fresh and new songs, new choreography, new yodeling, new clogging, just always a breath of fresh air. And so somehow we want to help change people's mentality, and maybe it's just all in education, to get them to choose the Firelight Barn over the movie theaters and sure. To have their birthday parties here instead of at a restaurant, or, you know, like there's just so many opportunities for people here that a lot of people don't realize.
Well, I guess that's you kind of touch on that, is, you know, what are, you know, some of the other events that that you could potentially host here? You talked about when we were kind of coming in, you're cleaning up after a wedding event, or you talked about birthdays, and mm-hmm. it sounds like you guys are open to opening your facility up to any type of event and activity.
Yeah, corporate events, real estate agents bring their potential customers in and do open house type things. We have twice a year, we also have festivals. So we're coming up on our fall festival where we have a bunch of vendors. And so that's always a lot of fun, vendors. And then we do, you know, events to keep people coming here and see the vendors, start your Christmas shopping early, and music and just loads of fun all the time.
So when is that? When's
Saturday, October 28th.
That's the 28th. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
put that on the calendar.
That's right. Get it on the calendar. Chili cook-off. A lot of fun.
But yeah. And then we do, again, a bunch of weddings and then other private events like birthday parties and so on and so forth.
Graduations.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Mama also touched on
a lot of Christmas.
That we do a bunch of different shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we ourselves, we do 4 different shows. But then, of course, like I said, we have guest artists in there. So we offer season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a discount and you can come to a bunch of the different shows here at the barn.
Okay.
Because that's where you get so much different music in here that there's always something going on every weekend at the barn.
No, that's great. Yeah, I didn't know you guys had season tickets. That's pretty cool. Well, I was going to ask, because I was on your website and looking through your calendar. So I know you guys do dinner and music, barbecue and music. Do you have, it sounds like you also have nights of just music and or something going on. Sounds like a lot.
So we have like karaoke, okay. And so that is not really associated with the dinner. But our Friday and Saturdays are usually dinner shows. Now, we do sometimes have private events that to have booked out the theater for a Friday or Saturday. But for the most part, we're open Friday and Saturdays. So we are working with Safe House to do a private event for them on a Friday. And we're really excited to be partnering up with them and doing an annual event for them. And we feel like a lot of the corporate things that we do, whether that be veterans or like for the Safe House,
mm-hmm.
there are things that we believe in as well. And that's why we agree to host their events.
Sure.
And again, if we can help with their mission to help accomplish their goals, then we've helped, you know, everybody benefits.
Sure.
Not only us, but the community.
Absolutely.
And as our holidays approach and we start, we kick off Thanksgiving weekend, our Christmas production this year is called Redneck Reindeer.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's just going to be a lot of fun. This whole place turns into a magical, festive holiday place, and it's fun for all ages.
Along with our Friday and Saturday night shows as well, we do occasionally have matinee shows. So that happens usually, we open doors at 11:30, and then we have a shorter entertainment. So not only is it cheaper than our dinner shows, it's also a lot more available to people who don't have times on the weekend, as well as people who don't like driving on, you know, later at night. So we do offer our matinee shows. So it's lunch and the show, and it's a lot of fun too.
So there's an opportunity for everybody.
Yes,
right.
We try to cater to everyone and do our best for everyone.
Get everybody involved.
Right.
So that's amazing.
Yes.
Well, that's super fun. And the family dynamics that you guys have is amazing. And to be able to work together with your family is always you always hear about family businesses cannot always go so well.
Right.
But clearly for 22 years, you've been doing something right. And
right.
So that's an amazing opportunity to spend that time with family and to be able to be on the road and hear the yodeling the whole way along.
Right. Yep. The yodeling, the screaming in the back seat.
Not sure which is which, the yodeling or screaming.
Right. Was it? Which is the difference?
I take offense.
I'm sorry. having three kids of my own in the backseat.
You know.
It's one of those, like, they're touching me, and I'm like.
Actually, for the most part, it's been really nice. When we were touring, we have a big, huge van mm-hmm. and then a big trailer we pulled behind. So usually all of us have our own bench. So, yeah. But if someone tries to get on my bench, then it's like, stay off my bench. This is my my personal
space. Like that. Don't cross the That's line.
Right.
Yeah.
You entered my airspace here.
So right.
Exactly.
Warning shots are going to go off.
Yes.
Well, that's super fun. So maybe what's the future? What's the future look like for the barn and the Mama's Wranglers?
Well, I think we forgot to actually mention one of our most recent features, which is we just installed a suspended railroad track. Uh-huh. We have a model train that goes around that we have a whole bunch of different cars. We switch them out. So as you're sitting eating your dinner, then you can watch the train go around, and it's pretty cool. There's a little town. Mm-hmm. There's some tunnels that it goes through. It's sometimes it's fun to just sit and watch it chug around its track. It's a lot of fun.
Trains can be magical.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely mesmerizing.
Yes.
Yeah. Just hope and pray you don't get a derailment, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so as far as the other future plans, you know, I have been put on timeout, and I can't come up with any more ideas right now because it ends up being a lot of work for everyone. So we'll just write it right now and just work on, you know, building the business and helping, you know, spread the word. Again, our biggest advertisement is people that come in here.
Yeah.
And they just always have such a good time that they become our biggest promoters. So
word of mouth definitely goes a long ways.
And, yeah.
So especially in our world today of social media, that yeah. you know, the more people you get out there just posting saying, hey, this is a cool place, go
For
check
sure.
it out.
And, yeah.
Definitely does help.
Yeah.
Help that promotion move along very quickly.
Yes.
So very fun, very exciting. Okay, so I have one final question. We'll kind of wrap up here. I always try to come up with something I think is a question I think is unique to the group, and so I'm going to throw out there. You know, what venue have you performed at that you enjoyed the most?
Oh, easy. This one.
This one. Okay.
So as we performed, then some of the big shows were a lot of fun when you have hundreds of people out there, all cheering, clapping, and everything. A lot of fun. But it's still not quite as good as the intimate, personal relation sure. here at the dinner theater that we only discovered, really, as we opened this place. Because we performed all over,
yeah.
and it's a lot different going to somebody else's place and putting on a show and welcoming people into your place. Because it's much more of a, like was said earlier, a family thing. Mm-hmm. We're welcoming you into our home. And so just the personal connections and everything that you have with each and every person that comes to that door is crazy different from when there's just hundreds of people out in an audience. And
sure.
you just, you know, a lot of those people, they make a connection with you because they watch mm-hmm. you for an hour, 2 hours up on stage. But I'm just looking at 500 people, and your face is all just blurred in the same, right? But here at the theater, then I'm the one who normally greets you at the door. You come in, and I get to talk with you right at the very beginning of the night. And then you spend the whole night in my front living room. You know, this is my place.
Right.
And so that personal connection. So favorite venue by far, this one.
Excellent.
I do 100% agree with Graydon. This is my favorite place to perform. However, my favorite place out on the road that we performed at was probably in Alaska, just because that whole trip was so much fun. We performed at like a little restaurant in Ketchikan, Alaska, and we were so close to the Canadian border, and we always like to do a God Bless the USA or like mm-hmm. a patriotic song. And so we were a little bit nervous. We're like, I know we're in US, but like we're so close to Canada. But anyway, we did God Bless the USA and everyone just stood up and it was really, really cool. Anyway, that's one of my favorite places that we've performed.
Just earlier this year, they were saying we went to Hawaii and that was probably one of my favorites.
Not only the beaches.
Not only performing, but like, yeah, the beaches and we did all the Pearl Harbor and everything. So
we had to perform with a ukulele instructor. Yeah. That was really fun.
Well, super fun.
Yeah. Pick one up. Did you pick a ukulele
we
up
did.
And bring
we
it back
did.
With
yes.
you?
We did. We did.
Added yes. to the show.
Yes, yes. And probably for me, so for most of those years that we were traveling and touring, I was a single mom with all these kids. And I think probably there were a lot of places that I didn't know the neighborhoods or didn't know the communities. And so I remember us showing up to the Topsfield Fair, which is outside of Boston. Okay. And we were greeted by security officers, and they gave me my own private security guard. And then there were security guards with the kids, and we had to be escorted everywhere. And whoa. So I don't know, and I didn't ask, did something happen to another band before we got here? And that's why, but it was just one of those eye-openers that, entertainers are sought out sometimes mm-hmm. and can be in dangerous situations. And it was an eye-opener to me to just make sure that we're always aware of the situations.
Is that your favorite experience?
it was my most memorable.
It was cool having like bodyguards.
They're just there and they've got guns and, and
makes you feel important.
I was going to say, it made you feel like,
feel like celebrities or something,
Mom got to drive a tank on one of our tours.
Yeah,
an army tank.
We drove tractors. We drove bobcats. We're in hot air balloons. And a lot of these experiences because of the gigs that we booked and the people were like, oh, your kids need to experience this. And so they've done everything from skydiving mm-hmm. and,
That wasn't on your bucket list.
No,
huh?
All of them have been not me. we were saying earlier, it's hard work, but we've had so many amazing and wonderful experiences. None of us would trade it for the world.
Well, I'd imagine. That sounds like a awesome opportunity that each of you have had, and mm-hmm. to one share your talents. I know each of you play numerous different instruments and sing and yodel and do all the clogging, and so the talent you guys have is truly amazing, and to be able to share that is, it's a blessing. It's one of those opportunities to really give back and share what you have, what you've been given, and so that's, I applaud you guys, and I'm glad you guys have enjoyed it.
Thank you for letting us be on the show today.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
We loved coming in here, and we appreciate you letting us come. So we look forward to a lot of many future gigs you guys have going on. So
excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome back from that awesome interview with the Jacksons, Mama's Wranglers. We really appreciate Tony, Tess, Skylar, and Graydon sitting down with us and to share their stories and to share their experiences with being in the music industry for as long as they have. As Tony pointed out, Skylar literally grew up on stage. So, that's pretty amazing. And the places they've been able to play and the sights and sounds that they've been able to see all across the country. They got to all 50 states and now and internationally they've been around. And so that is a great opportunity for our community, especially for our community to have that kind of entertainment value right here in our own backyard. And so we again thank them for sitting down with us, and we encourage you to go out and check them out. Go see their show. They have dinner shows and lunch shows on the weekends, usually Friday and Saturday in the afternoons and evenings, that you can go to their website at firelightbarn.com and find out when those shows are and get tickets for it. And
they have a fun one coming up this weekend, their gospel brunch that's called Sings My Soul on Sunday. That you can get tickets for.
Yeah, that's right. So that's October 1st, I believe.
October 1st. Yeah, October they 1st. Have a great calendar of events that we recommend you check out. And if you're ever looking for a venue for your Christmas parties, your work parties, they do weddings, really anything, corporate events. They have a great venue there at the barn.
If you're looking for a rustic feel and it's a lot of cool atmosphere, as they pointed out, they have a new train and all sorts of fun surrounding you can definitely go check it out and have your event there. So yeah, again, that's mamaswranglers.com and firelightbarn.com. You can go to those two websites and learn more about the group and about the experiences they've had. But again, thank them, and we hopefully we wish them great more success here in our Water Street and Boulder Highway area, and get out there and check them out. Get the word out.
Yeah, such a fun group.
All right. Well, we're at the end of another episode, and we've got a few more in the works already, and so we're grateful for all of you who are listening and for recommending and requesting to be on. We are having a good time and going out and meeting you as the business owners, and we even have some coming up with some developers who are looking to develop here in the Water Street District, and so we're excited to share with you all their stories about what it's like to develop in Water Street and some of the ideas and concepts that might be coming up for you to see.
It's fun finding all the hidden gems within our redevelopment areas and sharing that with all of you.
So we got those coming up. So keep on listening and keep on coming back for more. And again, call out if you're interested in being on one of our episodes. We would love to come meet you and come see your place of business. Reach out to us at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, .allen@cityofhenderson.com. Or you can go to our website at www.cityofhenderson.com/redevelopthat for the podcast. Or you can go to cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment to get to our redevelopment website. And there's a form on there that you can fill out and request for us to reach out to you and get back to you. So we're super excited. But thanks again for tuning in and listening to Redevelop That here with the Redevelopment Agency. We have a lot coming up, and we look forward to a lot more episodes to share with you in the future. So take care, and we'll talk to you soon.